Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a transgender inmate's story.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ricara Janelle Dior is a transgender woman in Grafton Correctional Institute, a Northeast Ohio men's prison. Community journalist Cardell Belfour reports for Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media that Dior hopes to be transferred to a women's prison. A warning, there's reference to sexual assault and sexual anatomy in this story, and it may not be suitable for younger audiences.
This is a prepaid debit call from
an inmate at the Grafton Correctional Institution.
I'm getting a call from someone I know very well. Haven't spent time with her behind bars myself, though she looked very different then. Ricara Janelle Dior is a transgender woman. She's been here for over 30 years because of a murder conviction. Starting in 2011, she began presenting as a woman full-time behind bars. But there was an issue. She was now a transgender woman in a man's facility.
I'm a woman. I'm real demure. I'm a girl's girl. So I want to be acknowledged as that.
In 2023, she requested to be transferred to the Ohio Reformatory for Women. ODRC formally denied that request and continued to deny it even after the state changed her birth certificate to female in January 2024. A few months later, she alleged she was raped by a male inmate. ODRC responded by ordering her to be placed in a single cell with no other incarcerated people allowed inside.
There's no way possible you can keep a woman safe in a man's prison. That's just not even logical.
She filed an unsuccessful lawsuit in the state of Ohio trying to get prison officials to move her. Dior filed an additional suit in March 2025 within federal court against correctional officials, including ODRC Director Annette Chambers-Smith. State prison officials would not agree to an interview for this story, but in records provided to the court, prison officials said despite the official name change, they are not compelled by law to change the gender status of an inmate in prison. The officials also expressed concern about the possibility of moving Dior to a women's facility. According to Federal Bureau of Prisons, 99% of incarcerated trans women are incarcerated in men's facilities across the country. Many lawmakers and others that oppose transgender women in female prisons are concerned that doing so would be dangerous and harmful for the women already housed at those facilities. Philadelphia's Temple Health physician, Dr. Jennifer Aldrich, treats incarcerated LGBTQ plus patients.
All of these officials are concerned that somehow these trans women are going to sexually assault cisgender women.
In 2023, Dr. Aldrich and two other researchers published a research paper in the American Medical Association's Journal of Ethics on treatment of transgender individuals behind bars. She says medically, trans women have suppressed testosterone, which not only reduces libido, but makes it difficult to achieve an erection.
Just like cis women, trans women have a variety of sexual orientations, but, you know, many are straight, which means they have sex with people who identify as men. So I think it's a very overblown theory that this would happen. You know, I think that it's an excuse.
We reached out to the members of the Correctional Institution Inspection Committee of Ohio, a bipartisan board made up of the state senators and representatives responsible for providing external oversight for Ohio's correctional facilities. And all but one denied our request for comment at this time. Correctional Committee member and Ohio House Minority Leader Danny Isaacson, whose district is in the Cincinnati area, said in an email statement that he will be looking into the detainment of this woman, as well as the broader treatment of LGBTQ plus folks in these facilities. As Dior waits for the federal court's ruling, she hopes things will change for people like her.
Approving to have my gender marker changed, believe me, in a man's prison. People gotta be held accountable for that.
For IdeaStream Public Media, I'm Cardell Belfour.
Belfour collaborated with Ohio Newsroom's Jay Nungesser to produce this story. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.